Blowing velvet. The lemon.
Goedenavond.
Of pink. The lemon of pink.
Hello, hello. Oh, wow, we're peaking.
I think it's because you have the headphones turned all the way up. Try that.
Yeah. How's that?
Is that better?
How's that, listeners?
I think that's just a you hearing.
Yeah.
Just the stew.
This is Tulip Mania, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Eli.
And I'm Maddie. Mine's really loud too, actually.
Yeah, I'm hearing that.
Is that? I think I fixed it.
Cool.
Who's to say?
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Who's to say qu'est-ce que c'est?
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Etra and Canetra, remember that?
Yeah. What were we saying about that?
It's like our names. Cause it was our DJ names. Etra. Yeah.
I think there's a different set of headphones that's turned up, but
it's
okay. I think
it might be.
In any case, we're back with another.
Maybe that fixed it.
I think you got it.
I got it.
That was probably confusing for the listeners, but
sorry.
There was a lot of feedback on
sometimes
our
end. I wish people could see what's happening in the studio, but I guess that's the point of radio, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're spiraling again.
Oh, like, no.
There they are. There they go. Yeah.
So what was that, Eli?
That was The Lemon of Pink 1 by the Books.
Of Pink.
Really cool.
Very cool song.
It's like some audio synthesis going on.
Ooh, what does that
granular
mean?
Granular synthesis? Where it's like, they take the... There's this one point that it happens. Where it's like, you take one noise or one sound, and then you choose another sound that is very similar, and then like, adjust the actual audio file, like the sine wave or whatever, so that it sort of fades into itself.
Whoa.
Like, so there's no real transition, but it's like one noise, and then it's distinguishably like two separate things, but in the middle it's both.
You have to point that out next time.
Yeah, I think I turned down the volume in the studio for that point.
We were having a chat.
Yeah, we were just gabbing.
You know.
Anyway,
that was a cool song.
Curveball for you, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And you can see why I started
with
that.
You did send me that, and then I said, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
But then I figured out something, and that thing is from the 2020 masterpiece album, Fetch the Bolt Cutters by Fiona Apple. My number one artist last year.
Really?
Yeah, I think I was in like the top 1% of listeners.
Does Spotify Wrapped come out on December 1st?
I think so. So that's kind of relevant. Who do you think your top artist is going to be?
Hey, I have no idea.
Really?
Honestly, no.
I think mine's Belle and Sebastian.
Mine's probably Belle and Sebastian, although it was last year, and I feel like I took a step back after that. I learned from the mistake. It's probably going to be Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
Maybe not.
We'll see.
I guess next week, yeah, we can talk about it.
We can talk about that.
That'll be fun.
Ooh, that could be a good theme.
Yeah.
Top artist.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. I chose the titular track.
What?
Titular track from Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Because I, you know, she does a little bit of percussive experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
Or experimental percussion, if you will.
I don't think I'd heard this song before.
Really? No. It's a really good album.
I really liked it.
It got a 10 on Pitchfork.
What?
Pitchfork.
Oh, I thought you said pitch perf.
I actually did. Say pitchfork.
Okay.
But it got a 10. It was like the first 10 since like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy or something.
Right.
So that's cool.
Cool. Want to hear
it? Classic Fiona. Let's hear it.
All right.
Trying to be your friend, I thought it was then, but it wasn't. It wasn't genuine. I was just so furious, but I couldn't show you, cause I know you, and I know what you can do, and I don't want a war with you. I won't afford it. You get sore even when you win. And you maim when you're on offense, but you kill when you're on defense, and you've got them all convinced that you're the means and the end. All the VIPs and PYTs and wannabes, afraid not being your friend. And I've always been too smart for that, but you know what, my heart was not. I took it like a kid, you see. The cool kids voted to get rid of me. I'm ashamed of what it did to me, what I let get done. It stole my fun, it stole my fun. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters. Fetch the bolt cutters. I've been here too long. way she was saying I'm not stylish enough and I cry too much and I listened because I hadn't found my own voice yet. So all I could hear was the noise that people make when they don't know shit. But I didn't know that yet. I grew up in the shoes they told me I could fill. When they came around, I would stand real still. A girl can roll her eyes at me and kill. I got the idea I wasn't real. I thought being blacklisted would be grist for the mill. Until I realized I'm still here. I grew up in the shoes they told me I could fill. Shoes that were not made for running up that hill. And I need to run up that hill. I need to run up that hill. I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. Metal bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Vegetable bolt cutters, whatever happens, whatever happens. Vegetable bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Vegetable bolt cutters, whatever happens, whatever happens. Vegetable bolt cutters,
whatever happens, whatever happens.
Fetch the bolt cutters,
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 fetch the bolt cutters, fetch the bolt cutters, fetch the bolt cutters.
Speaking of dogs.
Wow. We were speaking of dogs. They wouldn't know, but yeah. Did anyone watch
American
that?
American Kennel Club.
What?
Shout out to the American Kennel Club.
Is that who
puts on the dog show? Have you seen that movie, Best in Show?
You've asked me this like 3 weeks in a row. No, I haven't, but
They didn't start airing the National Dog Show until after that movie came out.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they do with it? It was just like an event
people had to be there. Oop, I hit the mic, sorry.
It's okay.
Well, that was Fetch the Bolt Cutters.
Yeah.
By Fiona Apple.
Yeah.
I feel like you can hear the similarities to the first track.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What I heard, well, you said I should play Running Up That Hill.
Yeah, because she says it in there.
Yeah. Which I think would be really funny. Yeah. But also good song.
Good song.
And from there I took it to Avant Gardener because that's kind of the only way I could take the vocal delivery.
Interesting. I feel like, you know, it was an avant-garde song.
That's not the connection I made, but I really like your
thinking. Fair enough. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I, like, with a number of people, have, like, a bit where we just sing this song in, like, in the voice that she does.
What, you and a number of people?
Yeah, like, I do this with people, like, assorted people.
I've never heard this.
Right, because you're not one of them.
I don't like
that. Like, Sabrina just goes like, "It's Monday." That's like the only word that she knows from the song.
I got too much pseudoephrogen in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a huge...
Can I be in on the bit now?
Yeah, okay. You're in on it.
Cool.
Huge Maddie song, actually. Little did you know.
I didn't.
You could have guessed.
Yeah. It's a huge song for most people, I feel like.
Do you think?
At least... No, I actually don't think that.
Okay.
But it's a huge song for me in that I like it.
Yeah.
I haven't really known it for that long, honestly.
Yeah. Big My Sister song as well.
Gotcha.
Shout out to Morgan.
Yeah.
Morgan.
For
shout
those
out.
Of, yeah. What?
I was just doing shout Australian out. Accent.
I was just going to say, for those of you who haven't heard it, let's take a listen. But like also for everyone, because probably most people have heard it. No?
I'd say this is like the most medium well-known
43
song.
43 million streams, which is like kind of mid.
Yeah, mid.
For a popular
song. But like
song.
People in our age bracket and demographic.
In our tax bracket. Yeah. Yeah.
People cool. in our tax bracket love Courtney Barnett.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Time when I was really sick.
Great song.
I know. Yeah. Great song.
I think she's clever because she stops people dying.
Stops people dying. Yeah. Good song.
Good song.
You
took it to a great song that I'd never heard before.
Yes. So I took the Australian road.
Otherwise known as the road less traveled.
Yeah. So they say.
Yeah.
I just thought, well, I was going to do, you know, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
The Lizard Wizards?
Yeah. I was going to do a song by them, but I don't know any. I just know that they're Australian.
This shock turned into a cough. I didn't know that. It wasn't really that surprising.
That was so funny. They have that kind of,
you know. They're Aussie passing. I guess full.
No, they're
Aussie.
Just Aussie.
Yeah.
So I didn't pick that.
Right.
I picked French Press by Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever.
My favorite part about this is that the album art does not say their full band name. They abbreviate to CF.
Coastal Fever? Yeah. That is so interesting. I didn't know that.
And also, the album is called The French Press, and the song is called French Press. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool album cover, though.
Very cool album cover.
Go check that out on Spinatron if you guys are interested.
Can they?
You can find that on our website.
No, they have to go to WMFO.
Sorry, WMFO.org. Yeah. Schedule Tulip Mania. Hit the archives button.
Right.
Today is November 28th, and you'll see our set list.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hear it.
Let's hear it. And now you'll be able to view it once I click this button. It says now.
Troublemaking you out. Did you hear about? I think I'm cutting out.
Did you
Explain it again.
No.
All right, that was what we said before, French Press by Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever. From there, I chose Daft Punk is Playing at My House, My House by LCD Sound System.
I didn't know you were such a...
I'm not. Okay. It's by proxy.
Silas or Lucy?
Silas and my friend Kai from home.
Okay.
And Lucy.
And Lucy.
A little bit less, though.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't shared that much music. Lucy?
Lucy D Sound System. Hang out.
That's really good.
I saw Lucy today. Lucy, let's hang out. We're going to hang out next week, I think.
Oh.
You can come.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, what was the inspo for that?
The inspo for that was that it sounds very similar and the energy is similar. But it's also like, I don't know, really. Something about the guitar on guitar.
Mm. And there's a lot of guitars in that last song.
Yeah, but it isn't, like, this was a little, clashy, maybe?
Hmm.
A little bit?
Okay.
No?
Okay. Yeah.
I was just listening to All Lost in the Supermarket, so.
Love that song.
Pretty, like, kind of a little bit similar in terms of what pacing. Anyway. I also just wanted to choose something a little bit more, up the block for my friend London, if you're listening. This is a term we came up with that's like something that's...
Oh, it's like a little above, a little cooler than you.
Yeah.
You've told me this. I think it's really good.
Thank you.
It's a little... Who's it up the block from?
We just came up... We were trying to come up with like new idioms.
No, I know. This song. Who do you think this song is up the block from?
No, I'm saying Daft Punk is Playing at My House is up the block from... Snail Mail, who is what I was originally going to play.
Oh, okay. A little further up the block.
Exactly.
Got it.
Right. Sorry if that was gibberish to everyone else.
Made sense
basically
to me.
Basically, I chose this song because I wanted to push it in a direction other than I found myself taking it, if
that
makes
good.
Sense.
I think it's better to go with your second gut.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
If your first gut's no good.
Go with the second.
Yeah.
So the saying goes.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. Got a bus and a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. I bought 15 cases for my house, my house. Set them up.
sent from the bus.
Teachers do love blogging.
Teachers be blogging.
I really like coming back with non sequiturs.
Me too.
I mean, they're sequiturs to us because we were having conversation during
but
the
no
songs,
one else knows.
Yeah, it's just a
that
secret
we were
of the
talking about
Christoph. Yeah, it's a trick of the trade.
Borgers.
Shout out.
Okay, I'm going to read a PSA.
A pizza?
Piece of knowledge for you. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly.
Yeah.
You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container. Your car's trunk or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov. That's gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Public service announcement, which isn't there, of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears. And you.
Care about bears. Is that page riddled in purple pen like it was last year?
Yeah, it's only actually riddled in black pen.
Oh, then I think they might have swapped it.
But it says,
maybe not.
You know how some of them say no kill?
Yeah.
And it says, there's purple pen saying, tell that to the bears. That's
yeah,
funny.
I remember I barely made it through. Like, I messed up every fifth word because there's so much writing
there's
on it.
At least six bears on here.
Yeah. Okay, maybe they swapped it out then. Or it was a different PSA. But there was one that I couldn't get through because it was covered in
there's
purple.
A lot of bears. Watch your granola bars, people.
Yeah. Or toothpaste.
High in a tree. Yeah. that was LCD Sound System.
Yes, it was.
Daft Punk is...
Daft Punkus. And you chose based on that.
I didn't do a Daft Punk song.
No.
I almost did, but I only know Get Lucky, which like obviously I wasn't going to do. Yeah, that's Daft Punk, right?
Yeah.
And that, you know... It's called, like, Veritas Quo.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that one?
Yeah.
It's, like, 5 minutes of the same sound, so I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I chose Sweet Jane by Velvet Underground. Because
classic.
He, like, kind of has the same cadence. I think that was a lot of what we chose for these. We're, like, similar
definitely.
Vocal cadences.
Yeah. All right, let's check
and
it out.
And also album cover colors.
Definitely. Except for this one. Because this one has pink
got
in
pink.
It. Got pink. Pink, like, the lemon of pink. Oh, my God. It's all coming together. Spotify is telling me that
Sorry,
I can't
guys.
Play the current song.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulty.
This is a first. I'm going to download the playlist and see if that works. All right. We'll try this again.
standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, jacket's in his corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a Studs back at gym. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. CJ! I'm the Jack, he is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk, and both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the wooden soldiers, all your protesters, you can hear Jack say, get ready. See Jack! Come on, baby. See Jack! See Jack! Some people, they like to go out dancing, and other people, they have to work. Just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
Sorry for the dead air, guys.
Yeah, we're really sorry about that technical difficulty that we had no control over. Yeah, actually, maybe we did. I don't really know.
I don't know what happened. Sweet Jane, great song.
Yeah.
Where'd we take it?
With the help of Veronica, I took that to Without You by Perfume Genius.
Nice.
Part of me thinks I've heard this song before. Another part of me thinks I heard it for the first time when she suggested it.
It's
based on the intro to Sweet Jane, which is completely different as Instagram stories play on my phone.
Soccer.
It's completely different from the rest of the song.
Yeah.
But still.
Wait, is it actually based on it?
No.
Or is it just sounds like it? Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah. Could be. That'd be cool.
Almost exactly the same melody.
It does sound very similar.
Yeah. All right. We got to be, what's the word? Spry?
That's like when old people can move well. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. We're getting late into the hour. Let's be spry about this.
Just feeling unknown, even almost good. It's a blurry shape, it's a jumbled tape, a sound. It's enough not too loud, just enough to find a trace. It's enough in the mirror, I can almost find your face. It's been such a long, long time without you. Without you. It's the strangest feeling.
chasing satisfactions. I'm lonely free, but so she tells me.
That was a car horn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Annika said I should do Rocket Man because he says it a long, long time.
It's really funny. I heard that too.
Okay, we have to be spry.
Yeah.
I wanted to pick a song with the same title, so I picked Without You, but...
Your options were quite limited.
Yeah. Harry Nilsson. I almost did the Usher song.
Uh-huh.
With David Guetta, you know the song?
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Next time. Hattie Bilson.
Harry Nilsson.
No, I can't forget this evening or your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. Oh, I can't live if living is without you. I can't live, I can't give in. That's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Without you.
Very good song.
So good.
Really kind
so
of funny.
So schmaltzy, as my mom said.
You said, my mom's going to say it's a schmaltzy.
And then she did.
Yeah. So, obviously, I couldn't not choose a Wise Blood song.
Chord-wise.
I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
At least in whatever. I was going to pick Andromeda. I didn't want to play Andromeda. So, I used the opportunity to say, this is going to be the link to Wise Blood. Now, I'm going to play one that I haven't heard in a while, and I forget what it sounds like. And I chose In the Beginning.
Funnily enough, it sounds like Andromeda.
Yeah.
And that song.
Well, it's, you know.
It's Wise Blood.
Yeah. That's Wise Blood for you.
Like an ox I pushed, and for years like a ship I sang to the bottom of that unknown sea. I'm still learning to be free and not so somber. Every night I
we had to cut it short because we have too much to get to.
Sorry, Wise.
We love you.
Mrs. Blood.
That's Miss Blood to you.
Sorry. I heard that and I thought of this song.
I heard that.
Reason to Believe by Karen Dalton, which turned out to be in the same key, which is crazy. I love when that happens.
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find. Find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I'll look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never thinking of myself. If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight.
This is Maddie, Tulip Mania, and Eli, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I shouldn't have to look at that.
No. It's okay.
Thanks.
We'll get there. It's because I'm in this chair every time, so now I'm just...
Little chair over here.
Yeah. So I was going to play Kiwi Mad Dog 2020, which, if you're an avid listener of the show, you've heard before.
Been done.
And if you've heard my show from last year, you've heard probably 30 times. But I decided to go somewhere...
You know what?
Less original, but still beautiful.
Best song ever.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
This is Knockin' on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan.
Knock, knock, knockin' on Heaven's Door.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down.
feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.